Do you like what you hear on this podcast? Then I bet you'd enjoy my email community too. You can join by going to storiesthatsing.net/lesson plan sampler. Again, that's storiesthatsing.net/lesson plan sampler. Not only will you get great tips for all things music teachers, but you'll also get 3 free lesson plans. See you there.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. Now let's get on to the episode.
It's the Happy Music Teacher!
Are you an elementary music teacher who's frustrated and overwhelmed? I'm Jeanette Shorey, a happy music teacher who loves teaching every day, but it wasn't long ago I was in your shoes. Join me Wednesdays to help you find happy in your music classroom.
As a music teacher, you know better than anyone how hard it is to stuff everything you have to do into your day. Nobody understands it as well as you do. Nobody in the building knows how busy you are. Nobody knows how time-consuming it is to plan your shows, to teach your classes, to do your rehearsals, to do your solo picking, and all of the things. I mean, it is a really, really, really time-consuming job, and no one understands but you and me. So today, what I thought we would do is we would unlock your time-saving superpowers. I have 5 time-saving hacks for you. Let's get started right away so we don't spend too much time. Number 1, create a yearly curriculum plan. So this is something that my Happy Music Teacher Academy and I are going to be diving into in late May and early June. At least that is what we are thinking about at this point. And we are going to design a yearly curriculum plan and do some vertical planning as well. And then I am going to make you a template. So if you would like to have that template, all you need to do is get on the waiting list. And the waiting list will be at storiesthatsing.net/planning template. So make sure that you check that out. All you'll have to do is enter your name and your email, and you will get a planning template when it is complete. We are going to spend about 4 weeks developing this curriculum plan. Now, if you would like to be in on that, then all you need to do is go to storiesthatsing.net/join the Happy Music Teacher Academy, and you can be part of that curriculum planning because I'm really, really excited about this and I think it's going to be pretty awesome. So create a yearly curriculum plan. This is what I like to do. I'm going to give you the logistics, the what I usually do when I'm creating my curriculum plan. So what I like to do to make things easy is I use 5 of the elements of music. We use rhythm, melody, which includes pitch, harmony, form, and expression. And included in expression is timbre, dynamics, tempo, all of the parts of music that make it more expressive. And so I use those elements to plan out everything I'm doing. For example, in the first 2 months of school, all of my students are covering rhythm. My little kids are just doing steady beat, pre-K, kindergarten, steady beat. First grade's doing a combination of steady beat, a little bit of rhythm, and we're doing meter. And I do meter from second grade through fifth grade. We do because I find that my fifth graders, my fourth graders forget from year to year. So we start out with meter and then we go into rhythm review. So reviewing all of our notes, reviewing all of the, you know, all of the things that you need to teach and review in rhythm. Then we'll go into some melody, some pitch, high and low, those kinds of things, depending on my grade level. And all grade levels are studying the same thing. Then we go into some harmony things. So we might be in second grade and third grade, we might be doing partner songs. In fourth and fifth grade, we might be doing some other types of harmony. We might be doing harmony with instruments. We might be doing harmony with voice and instrument, you know. So lots of ways to do that. Orff instruments, of course. Form is kind of scattered throughout. Expression is scattered throughout. As I find, I will spend a good amount of time on dynamics and on tempo and those sorts of things. But that is how I like to lay out my year. And this is the way I do for every grade level every year. So I have a kind of, if you will, the legs of the plan. And then I have more specifics. And then what I'll do is I'll usually, for myself, not for anybody else, but because I get bored, I will add in some new songs and that sort of thing. The next thing I do is I like to plan vertically. So I'm going to use some of the same music across grade levels. So kinder and first grade, sometimes even second grade, is going to have the same music. And what we'll do is we'll extend those lessons, we'll extend that music with new skills. So let's say that in kindergarten or pre-K, we are doing something with steady beat. And then with my first graders, I might be working on tas and titis. And with my second and third graders, I might be working on tas and titis, and I might add half notes and whole notes or half notes and 16th notes or whatever, wherever your students are. So I try to not use different music. I mean, I will use different music, but I try to use the same music for different students because, first of all, that gives you time to, gives you some time back because instead of having to teach the song, they already know the song, they're familiar with the song, they're on board with the song. Because if you're choosing a song that you're going to do a second year in a row, make sure that your students really enjoyed it the first time around. If they didn't enjoy it the first time around, then all you're doing is creating yourself a headache. So use those five elements of music. Create a yearly curriculum plan and plan vertically. Then I was talking to one of my co-teachers the other day, and they were talking about how they try to use the same lesson plans over and over to an extent, but that like they end up doing different things every year. So here's what I'm going to say next is number two, use technology. Make sure you store that curriculum in a digital format. When I was at my other school, my fourth and fifth grade school, well, even now, we have Quaver and we also have Music Play, and both options give you the ability to store your lesson plans so that they're in a digital format. So when I end my year, I have all of my lesson plans in place. Keep up with that. First of all, most admins want you to turn that in. Second, if you keep up with it every year, then it just makes it so much easier. And at the end of the year, it's always so easy to just make a new folder and label my folder with the next year. And then what I do is I've already got everything in place. And then I go in and I make changes where I want to make changes. Maybe I've discovered new music, or I've discovered a new lesson plan, or I've created a new lesson plan, whatever the case may be. So keep that curriculum in a digital format and make sure you keep things organized and in one place. That way it will be super easy to get when you need it. So keep all, if you've got a lesson plan that has the lesson plan, it's got a song, it's got a presentation, it's got a worksheet. Make yourself a folder within your digital format and keep all of that in one place. That is going to keep you much, much more organized. Now, I know what you're thinking, Jeanette, that is all going to take me a really long time. Yes, definitely if you do this, it is going to take you some time in the beginning. But let me tell you, after this is my 26th year of teaching, I have things in place. So when I want to teach long and short, I know what storybooks I'm going to use. I know what lesson plans I'm going to use. I know what, if I have any worksheets, what worksheets. I have my presentations all done. So develop those things a little bit of time. Now, if you are a newer teacher, I do not recommend that you spend like hours and hours and hours and hours. What I recommend you do is if you've got kind of things scattered everywhere, start the organizational process, but don't make it so that you don't in your head be like, oh my gosh, I have to get all of this done. No, make it easy for yourself. Do like one a month and then the next year do the second one. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't make it overwhelming for yourself. You have enough stress in your job, and I am not telling you to add more stress. I'm giving you some ideas, and my ideas may not work for you. So make sure that you do you. The other thing I like to do is I've got a couple more suggestions here along using technology. So I love to create YouTube playlists for ease. And so that way, when you are doing, say, long and short, you can go in and be like, oh my gosh, I loved that music that I did last year. And now you don't have to hunt for it. It's right there. You can so easily create a playlist in YouTube and then just add music to it as you go. It is the best thing ever. I also love to use templates. So I use templates for lesson plans. I use templates for worksheets. I use templates for presentations. I try to have a template for like my storybook lessons, have a template, et cetera, et cetera. So that when you are designing a new lesson plan, you've already got a template in place. If you do not have templates in place, I will be linking to some templates in the show notes, so make sure you check those out. Number three, borrow from other savvy music teachers. So we teachers love to loan out things, don't we? We love, if you go on to one of the Facebook groups, one of the elementary music teacher Facebook groups, and just search lesson plans, or search if you're looking for a specific type of lesson plan. Say you're looking for fast and slow, or you're looking for concert music, whatever you happen to be looking for, someone has probably talked about it. So it is so easy to find resources. Buy lesson plans, download TPT freebies. There are so many freebies from so many amazing music teachers. Peruse Facebook for all of your ideas. I do that as well. Attend workshops and save the ideas in digital format. So once I leave a workshop, what I do is I take pictures of all of the lesson plans, because so many times they're, even whether they're handed out digitally, I shouldn't say handed out, but you know what I mean. If they're given digitally or they're given on paper, you take pictures of them, either the digital format or the paper format, and then make yourself a folder for, okay, this will go well for long and short. This will go well for high and low. This will go well for meter, and have some folders that you put all of your ideas from workshops into as soon as you get home, or better yet, you know, you've always got kind of a little bit of extra time when you're at a workshop, especially if you're traveling. So, you know, maybe spend 30 minutes during the evening and, you know, put all those ideas, those amazing ideas that you have now, into a format that's going to work for you. Number four, streamline your classroom setup. This is something that I teach in my course, Chaos to Calm. I have an entire unit on how to streamline your classroom setup, how to keep everything at your fingertips, how to store things, how to keep everything in its place, all that good stuff. If you are interested in finding out more about Chaos to Calm, storiesthatsing.net/chaos-to-calm. Chaos, T-O-2, calm, like that. So how do you streamline your classroom setup? First of all, you want to keep everything at your fingertips. You want to have all of the things that you use often out on shelves where you can grab them easily, on tables where you can get to things easily, and then you want to store in bins and buckets and that sort of thing. If you store things in an organized fashion and you label everything, first of all, it's great for your students because it's great for their reading skills, for their sight words. Second, it's great for them because it gives them a sense of responsibility, because now you're going to say, okay, Susie and Jaden, if you would go ahead and collect all the maracas and put the maracas into the maraca bin, etc. So it's really good to keep things organized and stored in an organized way. I love to store things in bins with lids. That way you can stack things. So if you have a small classroom or maybe you're on a cart, stacking things is going to be your friend. But I digress. That's really not part of what we're doing today. We're talking about time saving, not space saving. That is for another day. Finally, you want to keep everything in its place. So I know for me, I have a really bad habit of when I'm really busy, it's concert season, that sort of thing, I will get things out and I won't put them away. So what I like to do is I like to use student helpers. I like to use student helpers to help me put things away, to help me, you know, just get things organized. And that leads me to number 5, use student power. So use your students to help you pass out and collect instruments. Use them to help you with classroom setup. When I had choir, my 4th and 5th grade choirs, I would have some students that came in before choir. They were choir members. They would come in before choir and they would set up the room for me because they knew exactly how I wanted it. Now, I had a small room, not enough chairs, so we would clear the chairs because I liked having chairs. And we would clear the chairs and they knew exactly where to stack them. And then those students would be my helpers on the way out as well. So they would set the classroom back up. So when you're using students, it is so much easier. You can also use them for keeping your classroom neat. So make sure that you have some student helpers that can help you with putting things away, with collecting things, with passing things out, with all of the things. And that is going to keep your life so much simpler, because when things are organized, it's going to be much easier and much quicker to get to them. Let's go back and do a quick review. Number 1, create a yearly curriculum plan or use my template. Again, that is storiesthatsing.net/planning-template. And you can use the 5 elements of music and plan vertically. Use some of the same music across grade levels. Number 2, use technology. Technology is your friend. Use it to store your curriculum in a digital format. Use YouTube playlists. Keep things organized and in one place, make folders, use templates, etc. Number 3, borrow from other savvy music teachers. Buy lesson plans, download TPT freebies, peruse Facebook for ideas, attend workshops, and make sure you save those ideas before you leave the workshop, if at all possible. Number 4, streamline your classroom setup so everything is at your fingertips. And number 5, use student power to pass and collect and classroom setup and keeping your classroom neat and all of those good things.
If you got some great tips and tidbits that are going to help you become a happy music teacher, I would be so thankful if you'd leave me a review. Thanks so much for your time. Well, that's all I have for you today. But before I go, let me remind you, keep learning, keep growing, and keep being fabulous you.